So Kingsford will put it on the tee. As we all know, Ogemaw does a little starburst kick return, and we'll see if they're going to kick away from that or not. But we are underway here in Ogemaw. Short little pooch kick over the front line down into the second line. Picked up at about the 25-yard line. Big hole, 35-40. 45-50, he cuts it outside, 40 down to the 30-yard line before a shoestring tackle.
It's your boy Cotta.
Yeah, by number 42 of Kingsford, saved a touchdown right there. That's Jack Olson. But Cotta Schmidt brings the opening kickoff back. Almost 60 yards, and Ogemaw will take over first down and 10.
And they did that on purpose. I was just mentioning how their kicker had a leg, and they're trying to get it so that the people in the back don't get it. But a slow developing return there, but it still goes for an excellent return to the 31-yard line. And we're going to have a nice little spread offense here on first down.
Xander Cardet starts it off over center, I formation behind him. Little pop pass into the backfield to Carter Schmidt, and that time that play was read excellently by the Kingsford defense, and number one Gavin Groden got up there and made that tackle in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, that good play, or good discipline there by the defense. You had both receivers on our side of the field go deep routes trying to get that open, but they didn't let it happen. They sealed up the edge there for, a loss of probably two. They're going to call it two on the board. So second and long after that great return.
Second and 12. One wide out down to the near side. That's Houck. Curtis over center. Single setback in the back. Two split ends. Fumble, ball's on the ground. Big scrum for it. And no pointing yet from the officials. It looks like Ogemaw got back on top of that fumble, as that's the kind of mistakes we didn't see last week out of this team. Right out of the gate on the first drive, we saw a fumble here.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate event. And I think that they're going to... It kind of looked like they might have gained a yard there because it fell forward. They luckily got it. Just a bad snap interaction between the center and Xander there. And now it's third. After that great return, now it's third and 12.
They come out in the same set, I formation in the backfield. One wide out to this side, third and 12. Curtis.
Whoa.
Keeps it himself as the front man got hit right away, and Curtis gets to the edge. Picks up maybe three or four, and that's it. It'll bring up fourth down and about eight, and we'll see what Coach Chad Miller does here on his first fourth down in enemy territory.
And I know that the ball carrier didn't have the guy that got tackled didn't have the ball, but number 20 for the Flivers, Elizan Rouse, absolutely destroyed the fake, the guy who got the fake there. What a tackle that would have been behind the line, but they are going to go for it on fourth down.
Two wideouts up top this time. Curtis over center. Movement in the backfield, no call. Pass complete for a first down over on the right-hand side. And that's a good completion to number 10, Nolan Hines, on the reception on that.
Yeah, great.
Just like that, they're going to move the sticks.
Great blocking there, allowed him to bootleg out. And really, the receiver just got into the soft part of the zone, made sure he was past the sticks. Great, easy pass, nothing really hard to do in there. He had a clean pocket, great throw, great catch, first down.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 19. Ogemaw a little bit lucky there.
Yeah.
Connor Lambert moved in the backfield a little bit early, but the flags never came out on it. And now we'll go to first down pretty deep in the red zone. Curtis over center, I formation, single wide out up top. Hands it to the second man through, and that's Carter Schmidt. He's got a little bit of a hole. Works it all the way down to about the 12-yard line. And a good run on first down, bringing up second and four.
Yeah, great little block. Great blocking that time. Good center exchange. Good blocking opens up that hole. If you're going to get seven, they're going to give them 7 yards on first down. You'll take that every single time.
Scoreless here in the first quarter, 9:45 left to go. I formation again behind Curtis. Hines out to the near side. Hand off this time. Never seemed to develop in the backfield. They'll get it down to the 10-yard line, but it's going to bring up third and a long two for Ogemaw.
Yeah, and this is what I'm expecting. We kind of talked about it earlier. It's going to be physical. They're going to hit each other. The first half of this game is going to be feeling out who's going to give first. I'm going to hit you. You're going to hit me. Who's going to get weak first? And then that's going to fold and get these big home run hits. This is exactly how I kind of envisioned this team, or this game with these two teams, the way they want to play going into light.
Curtis comes in with the play from the sideline from head coach Miller. Comes out in the I formation. One wide out, Hines on the near side. Curtis, hard count, gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt gets racked up right at the line of scrimmage. They try to push him forward, but he's not going to get it. And now that's going to bring up fourth down and two.
And we know how good this Oklahoma Heights team is pushing the pile. They're one of the best teams I've ever seen do it in high school football. They push that pile sometimes 80 yards, it seems. But this is a very interesting decision. You're on the 10-yard line, 2 yards to go. The Flivers have done pretty well, except for two times they let decent runs, but it's been either big run, or less than two, and it's fourth and two right now. So I'm intrigued with the play call here.
Brenton Rouse came up with that big stop there. He wears number 11 for Kingsford. Over center now, I formation in the backfield again. And looks like Ogama is going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with him. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert or Catfish Johnson, as we bring you fourth down and two. Curtis hands it off to Schmidt. Schmidt tucks his head. Big hit, big collision. Kingsford thinks they got him stopped. It'll depend on the spot. We might see a measurement.
It's close.
Once again, big number 66 at the bottom of that, or 68 at the bottom of that pile for Kingsford. Got in there, Blake Flamino, and they're going to turn it over on downs.
Yep.
So Kingsford with the big stop in the red zone there, that could come back to haunt them later, not taking the three. So now Ogama will go on defense, and we'll get our first look at the Flivers offense. Late man in a huddle coming off the field for Kingsford, goes to the sideline. In shotgun, they'll start out in shotgun. Nick Navarra, man in motion. Navarra hands it off up the middle, grinding, digging. Good run, picks up a few. That's Elizan Rouse on the carry.
These football teams, I know it's early on, but right now they're almost carbon copies of each other. That formation was similar to what Ogama's been running. They run the ball, the defense steps up. I know it's been one play on offense for the Flivers, but I'm just seeing Ogama in blue right now.
Second and eight. Navarro with two wideouts, one up top, one in the bottom. In shotgun. Gets a ball. Quick pop pass out to the side. And they're going to say he did catch it. It looked like it hit the ground from up here first. But a nice completion and a toss to Jack Kriegel. And Kriegel will pick up about 5 yards on it. It's going to bring up third and a short four.
Yeah, and the difference here, though, obviously, is the field position. If you don't make this, I don't imagine that the Flivers go for it on fourth down this deep in their in their side of the field. Whereas Ogama, it doesn't matter. They're like, okay, we'll see what our defense can do, and hopefully what they want here is a three and out, obviously.
6:47 in our first quarter. We're scoreless. Navarra, handoff up the middle. Met by that off the defensive front line of Ogama. Big pop and then a cover up on number 62. Coming in with some help is Andrew Krishner. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and about one and a half. And it looks like the punting team's coming on for Kingsford. Their punter looks like it's going to be number 12, Jack Kriegel. Three men back on this punt currently for Ogama. So the guys up front are going to have to watch for any kind of fake. Snapped it over his head into the end zone. Kriegel goes back into the end zone. He tries to run it out, and he does get out to the 5, to the 10. And he picks up a first down on it.
Wow.
What a play
by
Kingsford's Jack Kriegel. You don't see that very often.
No.
Brian snapped it all the way over the punter's head into the end zone. He went deep in the end zone, 10 yards deep in the end zone, to pick up the ball. And then he makes a move, gets around end, and Ogama couldn't get him tackled, and there's a first down.
Well, I mean, in that play, you're going to play return. You're playing return there, and everyone's on the other side of the field or deep down the field, and what a fortuitous event for the Flivers.
So they're back on offense now. Navarra brings him to the line. One wide out up top. Navarra, handoff again to number 20, gets over to the edge, but real, real nice tackle on the corner right there by number 21, Carter Schmidt.
We also have a flag in the backfield, usually going to be a hold.
Comes our official over to let us know what the flag is. Yeah, is holding on Kingsford.
You know what I liked about that? They didn't have to meet for 5 minutes.
Right.
That has been a big thing. No dogging any officials. They want to get it right. But that was a clear, concise call. They communicated it, and it took maybe 10 seconds.
Yep. And it looks like they're going to accept that penalty as well. Coach Chad Miller says, yeah, send him back. We'll move him back on this one.
Yeah, why not? Your defense did great that first drive. Well, I mean, it's still the first drive, but that first series there, and just a crazy thing that won't happen 99 out of 100 times, that you won't see what just happened in that punt fiasco, I'll call it. But, yeah, now you're going to make it first and 20, make it even harder for this offense. Trust in your defense this deep into the zone of the Flivers.
So my first thought on that punt snap was, okay, well, they're going to get a safety out of it.
Dive on it and take
zone.
The safety.
Then when he got out of the end zone, my next thought was, well, they're going to have great field position. And then he got a first down. So
Yeah, that was, like I said, a fortuitous series of events. That was the opposite of Lemony Snicket. It's the unfortunate series of events. It was the fortuitous series of events.
So Kingsford will come out now, first and 20 from their own 12, as we'll see if Ogemaw's defense can now keep them pinned down here at this end.
Yeah, if you end up letting them score on this drive, that's going to be deflating, but this crowd is in it.
Alex Rittenhouse in the backfield behind Navarra. Rittenhouse gets it up the middle and stopped immediately by a couple different Ogemaw players. Number 7, Brant Provost, was in on the tackle. And good defensive stand here so far to start this game for Ogemaw. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. We're scoreless here in Ogemaw on a beautiful football Saturday, week 2 of the playoffs.
Yeah, good defensive stand here. I thought the defense would be the key for the Falcons. Obviously, we don't see Kingsford. They're almost Wisconsin up in the UP. We're not going to see them unless it's the playoffs. And this is the second time that I think we've had them. Once they went up there, and obviously they're here today.
But, second and 21 for Navarra. Single setback, one wide out to his left, and Kingsford will call timeout. We'll take one with him on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. Second and 21 now for Kingsford. Navarra sends a man in motion. Drops back to pass, rolls. The left-hander rolls with it. Looking downfield, finally throws it away. Nobody anywhere in the general vicinity
there
of that.
Is.
And there comes the flag. And that's going to be intentional grounding.
Absolutely. They wanted the flat. They wanted to fake it to the our side of the field, throw it to the far side. Read perfectly by the Falcons. He had nowhere to go. No one was open. He threw it away, but he threw it a little too hot. If he throws it short and out of bounds, it's just out of bounds. But now it's going to be a loss of down. And the 10 yards, I mean, as long as that's the rule in football, or in high school, I mean, I'm not entirely confident in that. I've been proven wrong before.
So I noticed one thing early here. Navarra, a left-hander with a really, really strong arm, but not real mobile.
And they're going to decline the penalty, so now it's third and 21.
Yep, third and 21. They decline that penalty.
So there must not be a loss down in high school, obviously.
Today's game brought to you in part by Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale and Prescott, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Countryside Appliance of West Branch, Michigan. Third and 21, 4:19 left in our first quarter. We're scoreless. Navarra, handoff. Gets the edge. One man to beat on that edge. Gets past him and around the corner. And out of bounds, just short of the first down marker.
Wow.
But a really, really nice run there by Kingsford.
There was really only one guy on the edge, and he had a receiver blocking him. That was just a great play call. They picked where the defense wasn't at and ran at it. Great blocking to get him sprung, and now it's fourth and a long three, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I see. So we'll see what Kingsford does here, if they send out the punt team or if they're going to go for it. Ball sitting at their own 29. They wouldn't want to turn it over here and give West Branch the advantage.
I mean, this is right where Ogemaw got the ball before and didn't score, so I'm interested to see what they'll do here, but it does look like it is a...
Yep. They could be trying to draw him with a hard count. We'll see. Navarro in shotgun. Claps.
Nope.
They stay away from the hard count. Nobody comes. Tries it again. They don't get it, and there's the flag for the delay of game.
Nice discipline by our Falcons.
Very, very good discipline by Ogemaw to not jump on that.
Yeah, that was a good hard count. He was good on it. I was watching him the whole time, and he tried to sell that hard. Great defensive.
They're going to take a timeout. We're going to take one with them. Sorry to cut you off, Brian. We'll have that thought right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Here, Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. So they got that timeout in.
Yeah.
Just in time not to take the delay, and now they're in punt formation.
I wonder if they have a weird fake because I don't know. I'm not trusting this punt.
Another high snap, almost blocked, low rocket that's kicked and will be down at about the 28-yard line. So good change of possession field-wise as they flip the field. And Ogemaw will take over first and 10 at their own 28.
Well, that was about the most eventful drive that didn't result in scoring that I've seen in a while.
4:02 left in our first quarter. We're still scoreless here in Ogemaw. Tonight's game brought to you by Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, Michigan, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, Fernelia Chevrolet of Rose City, Benjamin Realty of Rose City. First and 10 now. Curtis over center. Little reverse coming this way, and that's Houck. Houck never had the momentum, never had the speed to get the edge. And he'll pick up maybe 1 yard on first down. He'll bring up second and 10.
And the East-West, when it comes to, like, cutting and whatnot, Ogemaw's not a quick team. They're a strong team. So you don't want, if you're Ogemaw, you don't want to be going East-West. You want to go North-South. So I would like him just to put his foot in the ground and go up. Get the 3-4 yards you're going to get. You know, you got one trying to get cute with it.
Two wideouts now, single setback behind Curtis, man in motion. Gives it to that first man, gets through, tries to power his way through on a good run.
It looked like Calvin Marshall, 32, I believe, is who had the ball.
Yeah, good run by Marshall.
He was running away from us, so he couldn't quite see between the defenders' jerseys. That's what I mean, though, the power rushing right there. They got 5 yards going up and down. It's north and south, not east-west.
They'll bring up third and three as we're under the three-minute mark now in our first quarter. Hines split out to this side, only wide out. I formation in the backfield behind Curtis. Curtis with a pitch and a cut up field.
What a tackle.
Yeah, and that was a great tackle.
20, I believe, number 20 again.
Yeah, again, number 20.
That's Elizan Rouse for the Flivers.
Rouse with a big tackle that time.
Oh, are they going to give him the first down?
Looks like they moved the chains on.
Wow, I thought it was just short, if I'm being honest with you. I thought he had a great stopping tackle there, but they're going to give him the first down.
Yep, they didn't even measure, so must have got it in the referee's eye. 2:25 now as we get closer and closer to closing in on our first quarter. We're still scoreless here in Ogemaw on a beautiful Saturday.
I noticed the defensive back here, 87's got a nice club on his right arm.
Curtis. Play action, slips. Fires it, man open, Hines, he's got it, 30, 20, 10, touchdown, Nolan Hines, no flags on the field, Ogemaw strikes first.
And as I call him out, number 87, Michael Florano, the defensive back covering number 10 for Ogemaw, Nolan Hines, he falls down, it's a nice arcing pass, and he falls down looking up, trying to locate the ball, makes the catch easy and the run even easier, 61-yard touchdown pass and catch, Ogemaw Heights up 6-0 pending the extra point.
Michael Stahl will come into the game now to try to kick the extra point and convert this for Ogemaw, 60-yard touchdown pass to Nolan Hines to get this thing started. The set, the spot's up, and good. Our score, 7-0 Ogemaw. 2:03 left. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. So just like that, the Falcons strike first. And the kickoff is blasted deep over everybody's head down to about the...
Wow.
What a... Not a smart play there. Number 3, Cardell Morton. So this is what happened. The kick hit at about the 10 and was going to roll out of bounds. And instead of him letting it roll out of bounds, he picked it up and stepped out of bounds. So Kingsford, with just a mental error there, will take over first and 10 on their own three.
Yeah, that if that goes out of bounds, you re-kick that ball.
It goes out to the 35-yard line for the penalty flag.
Okay, you either get to 35 or you can re-kick it, I think, right? You can
re-kick
it.
So,
but, yeah, that now they're on their 3-yard line, 4-yard line, they'll stay on the board here. But now Ogama's in an even better position than they were.
Just a mental mistake there. So now quite a hole here for quarterback Navarra. Shotgun, handoff up the middle. Ogama right there to box that up. Gain of maybe 2 in on that tackle there, helping out number 22, Connor Lambert.
Yeah.
And remember, Lambert's just a freshman, or a sophomore, rather.
Yeah, just trying to get a little bit farther away from your end zone here. Obviously you want to get this first down because you don't. Both punts have been high. Both of the snaps have been extremely high for the punter, and so you definitely don't want that happening at this part of the field.
Two wideouts this time. Cardell Morton up top. Navarra, quick stop and pop, caught. Ball on the ground in the end zone. Ogama jumps on it, but they're calling incomplete.
Yeah, I thought the contact released the ball before he got possession. That's an easy. Everyone's kind of upset on the sideline for Ogama. I think that's an easy incomplete pass. There's no way he had possession of that ball.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, that contact.
We're gonna have a hard time telling Coach Chad Miller that right now.
He had his arms up for about 10 seconds, saying touchdown. But now it's still 3rd and 9 on the 5. This is still a great position for the Falcons here against the Flivers.
Two late players coming into the huddle from Kingsford sideline. 1:17 left in our first quarter right now. 3rd down and 9 here coming up. As Navarra comes out in shotgun, 2 wideouts on the top, single setback behind him. Navarra rolls to his right in the end zone, looking, fires it up in the air. That ball is almost picked off as once again Connor Lambert with good coverage right there. And down in the end zone, Navarra looks like maybe turned his ankle a little bit as he's limping out of the back of the end zone. That'd be a huge blow to Kingsford.
Yeah. Good. I mean, he's trying. He's keeping the play alive, and I like that. He's in the back. He's in the end zone, not just the. You know, he's in the end zone, skirting around, throws it up. It's kind of a 50-50 ball, but good PBU. Knock the ball down. You're not going to get the interception. Don't let the tip drill happen for the offense. And now it's going to be 4th and 9 on the 5, and now your quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, and he's limping off the field with his helmet off.
A lot of time, the quarterback's the punter, but not in this case.
No, not in this case.
So
but they will punt from deep in their end zone.
Like I said, every snap has been high, and you really can't afford a high snap right here. And I would play contain, make sure that if anything happens, you can get the tackle and not let them get this first down if something crazy happens again.
Jack Kriegel, the punter, 1:10 now left in our first quarter. Two backs back deep here for Ogama. They're going to try to set this return up. Punts off, up in the air, should be returnable. Caught inside the 50, fake reverse. Rob Houck runs this way, gets dragged by his sweater, and stopped down on a return of about 2 yards. But Ogama will start with really, really nice field position at the 48. There is a flag on the play.
Well, my uh-oh there, Gavin Grondin, number one, who made the tackle there on Rob Houck. He's kind of limping, holding his back leg there a little bit. I don't know if he kind of just stretched himself out a little awkwardly, but he is struggling to move. He's fighting to stay on the field, but he's not able to stand really easily. Crackback block on Ogama. That's going to be a huge field position penalty on Ogama.
Yeah, because they had it at the...
had it on the plus side of the field.
Yeah, we'll call it the 48.
Now it's going to be on their 30... What would that be? 35, right? 37.
Yeah, none of the sticks have moved here. They finally come. They bring out a new... football to get things started.
Well, number one's going to stay on the field. Grondin's going to stay on the field. He's going to tough it out. We just saw number 7, their quarterback, Nick Navarra, go off the field. So
they marked that penalty all the way off on that crackback, and it goes all the way down to the 37-yard line, and that's where Ogama will start 1st and 10 with under a minute left here in our first quarter. Curtis brings him out under center. Two men in the backfield. Curtis hands it off to the front man. Gets through to the secondary. And just like that, picks up a nice gain on first down. That's Calvin Marshall with that run. They don't move the chains, but it brings up second and a short three.
Yeah, they ran it north to south, like I've been saying before. They're going to get 8 yards, we'll call it there. I think this could be the No, I think they'll probably have to run one play. 32 seconds and counting. I think they're going to have to run one play before the quarter ends. It looks like they definitely will.
Curtis with one wide out up to the top side. I formation in the backfield behind him. Same play up the middle. Grinds it out. Picks up enough for a first down. And well done by Calvin Marshall. Two consecutive runs and enough for a first down.
Yeah, and early on, they're riding the 32 train. They're making Calvin Marshall get this feature back so far. As we approach 15 seconds, I can't imagine we'll have one more play. Unless Coach wants to press the issue here, maybe.
They come to the line of scrimmage with the clock just under five. And they get it off. Quick pitch. This time it's Carter Schmidt who gets to the corner, picks up about two before being tackled, and that'll be the end of our first quarter with our score. The Ogemaw Falcons 7 and Kingsford nothing. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Getting ready to start our second quarter from here in Ogemaw. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. Going to be second down and eight for the Falcons as they head the other way now and start moving left to right on your radio dial. Three wideouts this time for Curtis. Single setback in the backfield. That's Calvin Marshall in the backfield. He drops the pass. Curtis gets pressured, gets it off, and incomplete as lots of pressure that time coming in, especially number 20, Elizan Rouse again, and Rouse is having himself a good game for Kingsford so far today.
Absolutely, and another one, I want to say that's 30, I can't, it's a 34, so that'd be Noah Johnson. He was back there too. The pressure was there immediately right off the edge. The bootleg was away from the pressure, but nothing was open, and they got there quickly to force the second down, and or, I'm sorry, now it's third down, and, excuse me, to force third and long just past midfield here.
Calvert Lambert comes to the sideline for a rest. Xander Curtis will go with single setback again in the backfield. Looks like Connor Lambert this time. He drops straight back to throw. Pressure tipped up in the air and Kingsford ball. As Kingsford comes down with it, and who else would have came down with that other than Elizan Rouse, who's having himself a good game. And he just picked a pass off on a tip drill. And Kingsford will take over right at midfield, Brent.
They tried to throw a little mid-screen there. Good reaction by, I didn't see which person tipped it in the air, but one of the defenders that was in the face of Curtis tipped it up in the air. Easy interception there for, like you said, Elizan Rouse, number 20 again. Momentum here is coming slowly back in to Kingsford.
Today's game brought to you in part by Rose City Ace Hardware, Ogemaw Veterinary Clinic of Rose City, and your State Farm agent, Christy Newbecker of Rose City. In the shotgun, sends a man in motion, snap, keeps it, heads up the middle, and picks himself up 3 yards on first down, and that's our new quarterback that we have in the game. It's number 12, Jack Kriegel.
As sophomore.
Nick Navarra still on the sideline with that injury. We wish him well.
Yeah, and he was very quick out of the backfield there. He was really low when he dove for that. He dove probably a good 4 extra yards just under everyone. Wasn't going to get hit.
So now we got Kriegel in the backfield, two wideouts to his right. Much more agile quarterback than Navarra.
And the play
calling. Takes a handoff, keeps it for himself up the middle, but Ogemaw defense right there waiting. Led by number 62, Andrew Krishner on the ground, making that tackle.
Yeah, and like I was about to say, like, he is definitely quicker. You're absolutely right. They're trying to do little quarterback draws off that. The first time worked decently. Second time was snuffed out by our Falcons. Now it's third and long just on the other side of the 50, whereas the Falcons were on the other side of the 50. Now the Flivers on this side.
Third and seven. Krieger and shotgun, two backs in the backfield, two wideouts, one up top, one on the bottom. shotgun. Loses his step in the backfield as he slipped. And right there to meet him for Ogemaw was number seven, Brant Provost. And just like that, it's fourth down and six, and you're going to see the punting unit again from Kingsford.
Absolutely. You know, that first time it worked really well. You know, you got 4 yards out of it, but good reaction there. The defense saying, okay, this guy's not going to throw it. He's going to run it. Stuff. Force this fourth and 11 and get your offense back on this field.
So into kick number two, looks like Matt Sundquist. High snap, gets it down.
What
nice kick, and that was Krieger with the kick, taken all the way back down to the five. Xander Cardis with a stiff arm, and he works about 4 yards out of that return, gets out of bounds at about the 9-yard line, and that's where he'll take his team over, first and 10 from their own nine.
And I'll tell you what, guys, it's really hard to say and on the radio dial here. These punts are dangerous. These blockers are getting within inches of getting blocked. And he still got a booming kickoff. Who was the puncher again? Credit to him to keep
Krieger.
His poise.
Krieger. Jack Krieger.
Credit to him to keep his poise because that was dangerous.
9:41 left in our second. 7-0. Ogemaw on top. Curtis out on the field. Sends one man in motion. Got one wide out and two in the eye behind him. Snap. Goes to the second man through and up the middle. And that's Carter Schmidt, and he'll pick up maybe three on first down.
Tackle there by Bretton Rouse, number 11. And it was a nice little tackle there because he waited to see if it was an option play and then reacted appropriately to make it for a small, for 3.5 yards, we'll call it there. Good tackle, making sure he doesn't get any more. Because once these running backs get their momentum going, it is impossible to stop them.
They moved it around a lot tonight to Calvin Marshall and Connor Lambert as well as Carter Schmidt.
Yeah.
Carter Schmidt hasn't seen as many touches.
I think
Carter's
been the least effective of the three, if I'm being honest with you, early on in this football game. They're probably targeting him, and that's why. They're focusing on Carter.
Xander Cordes brings him to the line. Hands it off. That's Schmidt again. We get a double dose of Carter Schmidt. Picks himself up another three. So it's going to be third and manageable. Whole playbook's open here on third down and three now. As Ogemaw tries to put together a drive that would sustain some time here with 8:40 and counting here in our second quarter.
Just remember, the Flivers deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half. I mean, there's still plenty of time, 8.5 minutes and counting. But, you know, when you think about the strategy of the game, you know, the end possession, beginning possession, you know, that's so valued, that's why we defer. You got to think about that if you're the Falcons.
So Curtis over center again, I formation, gives it to the front man, and he gets it all the way through and going to be real close to a first down. I think he got it. That looks like Connor Lambert, or actually no, that was once again Calvin Marshall, first man through, and they pick up the first down. So Ogemaw now with a good drive, chewing up some clock and working hard.
Absolutely. It's a good, you know, you got three people in the backfield, you got one motioning towards the other end, you got to pay attention, and sometimes it's hard to react, and that's why those plays are so effective.
Marshall and Schmidt in the I formation behind Curtis. Curtis rolls to his right looking to throw. Man open, fires it over his head. That was intended for Rob Houck, but he threw it out of play. They bring up second and 10 now as just a high pass.
Yeah, one of the routes cut in. The other route was a dig route coming back towards him. He threw it between the two of them where no one was at. But it was close enough, you know, close enough to both of them where there was no intentional grounding. I think he got it out of bounds anyway, too. But he was definitely outside of the pocket there. But good defense there by the Flivers. You know, first down, just throw it away. Live to see second and 10. Don't take a negative play when you don't need to.
Marshall and Schmidt stay in the backfield in the eye. One wide out up top. That's Hines. Snap. Gives it to the first man, Diggs, and that's Lambert. Somebody had him by his shoe and wouldn't let go. He's going to pick up about 2.5 on that and bring up third and 7 for the Falcons here with 7:35 left and a seven-point lead, 7-0.
Yeah, and I mentioned this a couple times already, that the lateral movement near the line of scrimmage isn't really going very anywhere. He was forced to cut towards the outside of the field there, and this defensive front is getting him and making sure he can't get his momentum going for a relatively minimal gain. It's not perfect right now for the Flivers, but they're doing just enough to keep this game close outside of obviously the one explosive home run pass.
Third and seven now, spreads it out a little bit. Man in motion, rolls back, throws a pass just out of the outstretched hands right out here in front of us with number 32, Calvin Marshall. And that's going to bring up fourth down for the Falcons, and they sent out their punting crew for the first time today.
And that's 100% on the defensive pressure there. I mean, if he's got one extra moment, he throws that ball safely, easily into Calvin Marshall's hands for a first down and more. The pressure was there immediately. Guess who was there? Number 20, Elizan Rouse, right in his face, forcing him to throw that ball before he needed to and not as accurately as he can, and forcing this fourth and long.
Carter Schmidt will do the punting for Ogemaw today. Back deep for Kingsford is Jack Kriegel. Kick, low and flat, takes a good hop, and runs out of bounds at about the 34-yard line, and that's where Kriegel and Kingsford will take over with 6:54 left. Just a reminder, today's game brought to you by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Michigan, Leaner's Collision of West Branch, The Fall Inn of Rose City, Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch, Michigan, West Branch Collision, Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, and the West Branch Pharmacy. Thank all our sponsors. We
Absolutely.
Couldn't be out here doing this without you. So Kriegel comes back in now. Jack taking over at quarterback for Nick Navarro, who went out with an injury in the beginning of the second quarter. Kriegel, he's going to run it to his right, cuts upfield. Gets a block and picks up maybe 2.5 to 3 on first down. And you can see the offense has completely changed from a throwing left-hander that's a pocket passer to Kriegel's in there now, and he's most of the plays he's running himself.
Yeah, and they changed it up a little bit there. They were doing the inside zones with him in the last drive. This one they cut to the outside. You get the modest three yards, nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, this offensive game plan has completely changed with Navarro out.
Kriegel now in shotgun, single setback behind him, three wideouts. Snap, hands it off, first man through, he's got a hole. And here he comes on the edge, and he's got the edge, down to the 50, the 40, the 30, and he stepped out of bounds right there, down to the 20-yard line. But a game-saving tackle there by Nolan Hines, and once again, player of the game so far for Kingsford, that's Elizan Rouse, and he had the edge.
Yeah, completely, and that's the first play they did that wasn't a quarterback keeper since the quarterback change and Kriegel's been in, and it's the same play that they had on that third and really long on the other side of the field. There's just no one on the edge to stop him. They have everyone on the inside and the other side, and they run opposite. They gets a great gain out of it, this time for a first down.
6:02 now, Rouse in the backfield, only setback behind Kriegel. Snap to Kriegel, gives it to Rouse up the middle, jumps over the pile, and he'll pick himself up 4 on first down as Kingsford with a little momentum now, a little shift of momentum in the game right now.
And that's one way to avoid the contact, just jump over them all.
Yep.
You can't hit me if I'm above you. But, he jumps over the line there and gets about, we'll call it 5, 4. We'll call it four. All right.
Ogemaw looking for some kind of defensive stand here, some kind of big play on defense to try to stop this momentum. Kriegel, second down. We'll call it 6. Out of shotgun. Hands it off to Rouse again, and a good tackle there.
27.
Led the way by number 27 there, Jack Facting. And that's the first time we've called Facting's name tonight, but big player last week in the game. Had a great game last week against Gladwin.
Absolutely, and that's a good stop there. It's a moot gain, 0-0 gain there. Now it's 3rd and 6, and it's pretty far away. You're not thinking field goal here at the 25, I don't think. That would be a 40. I mean, maybe. Like I said, their kicker was booming it, but you want to try to keep them here to a negative or a 0 and force a decision here on the coach Navarro of Kingsford.
Groden into the game. He's wide out, split to our side. Kriegel in shotgun. Rouse behind him in the backfield. Snap. Fake to Rouse. Kriegel's going to roll out. Hits a little short pop pass right to number 34, Noah Johnson. And Johnson's going to take it for enough for a first down before getting knocked out of bounds by Ogemaw. And once again, Kingsford will move the sticks.
Yeah, a nice little play there. He kind of just came through the field or came through the line of scrimmage. No one was covering him. Good protection there. Throws it, catch it, get the first down, and get a new set of downs here.
So first and 10 from the 17 now as Kriegel goes to work, moving the team well now that Navarro's out hurt. Got one wide out down to this side. That's Cardell Morton. Handoff. Rouse up the middle. Got room.
Fumble
to put it on the ground, and Kriegel comes back, and the quarterback jumps on the loose ball that Rouse put on the ground, and they come out of the 10-yard line on it, so it's going to be a gain of 7 on first down.
Wow, and good job there by Jack Kriegel. He hands the ball off, and then he's continuing with the play. He could have just sat back there, watched the play, and that would have been a completely Falcons ball, but he runs with him parallel. The ball gets stripped, and he jumps right on it. Good positioning there, good keeping with the play by the quarterback.
Second and a short 4. Kriegel and shotgun again. Rouse behind him in the backfield. Kriegel hands it off to Rouse. Rouse gets through the interior, and he'll get it down to close to the 6-yard line, right in line, close for a first down. They're going to stop the clock and look at it to see if it's going to be a first down. And they're moving the chains, it looks like.
First and goal.
Yep, first down and goal from about the 7-yard line. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, ladies and gentlemen, it's this week in the MHSAA, brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo. They are the sponsor for our halftime show. 3:12 in the clock running. Kingsford threatening to go in. First and goal on the 7-yard line. Kriegel in shotgun. Hands it to Rouse again. Rouse jumps the pile again, and he'll pick up another 2 down to about the 4-yard line. They're going to mark it right on the 5, so it'll be second and goal from the 5-yard line as Kingsford trying to get in the end zone to have a chance to tie this game up before halftime. 2:45, clock moving.
And remember, the Flivers get the ball to start the second half. So right now they want to waste as much clock as they can to stop Ogemaw from trying to get a possession in between halves.
Jack Kriegel takes it, gives it to Rouse again.
No
Rouse.
Way.
With a nice shoestring tackle by number 27, that's Jack Facting.
Hit him behind the line, let him go nowhere.
And Facting now getting involved on the defensive side of the game. It's going to bring up third and goal from the 4.5 now. As this is definitely 4-down territory right now for Coach Navarro.
Ogemaw still has 2 timeouts, just approaching 2 minutes here. I feel like if you stop him here, you probably take your first timeout, or I would at least. Save some clock for your offense and, to try to score before the half.
2 wideouts up top, making it look like it's spread out, but we've seen Kriegel and Rouse the whole time on this low snap. Kriegel's going to have to get it. Falls, catches a knee on the ground, and he'll take a loss back to about the 8-yard line.
And that was self-inflicted. That snap was on the ground. He had to go low, and then that just kind of it messed up his footwork when he tried to do his cut. It was a quarterback designed run to the right, and he just slips down. It's ruined from the beginning there, and there's not a timeout. I figured he would call a timeout there, but we're going to let more time get off the clock as this 4th down play. It's 4th and 9. This isn't an easy play to try to get in the end zone.
Nope. Coach Navarro talking with Kriegel over there, and maybe they'll take the timeout as it winds down.
I was thinking Ogemaw would take the timeout.
Because they're in no rush. They don't even, the quarterback's not even gone back to the huddle at this point. So clock winding down.
Interesting.
And now they take a timeout. Kingsford does, and we will too. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and the Catfish with you as the Ogemaw fans come to life here. Looking for a stop, 4th down and 9. Snap to Kriegel. Throws it into the corner of the end zone on a timing pattern. And that's on the ground, but so are the flags. And they're going to call pass interference in the corner of the end zone on none of the number 10, Nolan Hines. And
well, that's going to change everything.
That's going to change everything.
Wow.
Yep.
Half the distance to the goal, but it's also four more tries with a minute left and one timeout.
Yep.
Or no, they have no timeouts. Well, it's still a minute left, though.
Yep. Half the distance to the goal line will bring it to about back where they originally were, about the 4.5 yard line.
Oh, but it's not an automatic first down. I forgot. It's fourth down still. That always gets me. It's still fourth down, but it's fourth and five.
Right.
So this is still, it's still.
Once again, the Ogemaw fans come to life. Kriegel is Rouse in the backfield. Kriegel is going to throw a pass in the other corner this time. And that time there's no flags on the ground. And Kingsford will turn it over on downs. And the Ogemaw Falcons hold. And they'll take it over with 53 seconds left till halftime. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, Team Hodges of West Branch, Michigan, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish.
So, yeah, that's a big – we saw the kicker making kicks from 20 yards behind where they were at. You're down by 7. I don't understand why you have the ball to start the second half. You waste a whole minute, both teams, and this is on Ogemaw and Kingsford. You waste a whole minute, and then you don't kick a field goal, which the kid was booming these kicks. I was watching, again, it was Caleb Fornetti for Kingsford, and he was booming kicks from 38 yards out. Why don't you take the points there and then live the next half? I mean, a whole minute was wasted if you're Ogemaw to try to score at the end of this half. Because you're only up a touchdown. I would want to be up, you know, 2. So I'm intrigued. The clock management by both teams in that last 3 minutes I did not like. And we'll see what happens here, how aggressive the Falcons get.
Well, they'll start with 53 seconds.
And they're going to kneel. They're going to kneel.
They go victory formation down that far in the zone. And they kneel it on it. And
so one more kneel, and then we're going to halftime.
Yeah, because Kingsford can't stop it.
Correct.
So Kingsford will get the ball in the second half. Ogemaw content to go into the locker room with their 7-point lead. And that's where everybody's going to head. They're going to head to the locker room with a big standing ovation from the home crowd. At the end of our first half, it's the Ogemaw Falcons 7 and the Kingsford Livers 0. We'll be back after our halftime with our second half today on 104.7. For now, you enjoy your Northern Power Sports halftime show with This Week in the MHSAA on 104.7, your power station for sports. Drew Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, ready to kick off here our second half of week 2 playoffs here, as we are region 1, district 1. This is the final. Somebody's taking the trophy home today for the district championship. Ogemaw sets it up on the tee. A couple players back deep for Kingsford. That's number 12, Jack Kriegel, as the Kingsford team will start the second half with the ball. Ogemaw does their little run-up fake onside kick, and Michael Stahl has it on the tee, and he hammers it a little bit short this time. It's going to come down about the 20, takes a bounce, picked up at about the 24-yard line. That's number 3, Cardell Morton, that picked it up, and he was immediately tackled. He gets to about the 26-yard line, and that's where Kingsford will take over. First and 10 to get the second half underway, Brian.
Yeah, and that was a spinning kick. That thing was flipping like a windmill. I was trying to think of what is like the little toy
spinning
one?
Spinning like a top.
No, like the little toy things that little kids have. It's not called a windmill, but whatever it is. But that thing, it was a very
fan.
A fan. Okay,
spinning like a fan.
I was trying to be a little more flashy. But no, Cardell picked it up and a good tackle there by the defense.
Now it appears that after some work, number 7 is back in at quarterback.
Oh, he is.
So Nick Navarra with a handoff to Rouse. Rouse gets to the left end and turns the corner, and he'll pick up good yardage on first down, gain of about 9. So they must have done some work at halftime on Nick Navarra's leg, and they've got him back in the game. So now we go back from a super mobile quarterback, Kriegel, that was filling in, back to Navarra that definitely has the arm strength to throw the ball.
Pinwheel is the word I was trying to
pinwheel
think of.
There you go.
There you go. But yeah, that's going to change this defense, interesting, or change the defensive mindset again.
Navarre in shotgun. Rouse in the backfield with him. Gives it to Rouse up the middle. Plenty for the first down and more. Into the secondary. One man to beat. 40, 30. Rouse is gone. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown for Kingsford on a beautiful run by Eliezen Rouse. 72-yard touchdown run. No flags on the play. That one will stand, Brian.
Wow, what a change of pace there. They bring back the quarterback that's, you know, we think are going to run, and then they just run it right, or got a pass, excuse me, and then they run it right down their throat. Great blocking up front by the Flivers, just runs right down the heart of the defense, and you don't see that very often. You really don't against this team, against Ogama.
Caleb Fornetti on for the extra point. Kriegel will hold it for him. They need this to tie it at 7.
This is very important.
Snap, set, ball on the ground.
Blocked!
Ogama blocks the extra point. As there was a couple players up front that got their hands up in the air on it. And that's a big, big defensive stop there for Ogama. We'll take a quick back break and be right back with a kickoff after this. 7-6, Falcons on top on 104.7, your power station for sports.
We're back.
There we go. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. 11:08 now left in our third quarter. Short kick for Kingsford. Ball comes down and goes out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. That'll cause a flag.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
Let it go. Don't pick it up when it's on the 3. And Ogama will take over first and 10 at the 35-yard line. As what a change of events.
Yeah, 52 seconds.
Yeah, 72-yard run by Rouse. And then the big blocked extra point, which you never know. That could be the difference in the game as we get later into this one.
And also I want to bring back the end of the game, or the end of the first half. They could have scored there and be up a score, but now they're still down one. So that's the power.
Curtis over center. He's going to hand that off, looks like, to Carter Schmidt that time. And Schmidt picks up a good 3 yards on first down. Gets himself a nice run. Gets a little contact on the pads to get the second half started. Great crowd here. Sun popping through now.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful Saturday afternoon, high school playoff day. I'm glad you tuned in with us.
Yeah, good discipline again by the Sliver defense, not allowing him to hit the edge. The second he cuts it out, he gets hit, and his momentum's basically stopped for a minimal 3 yards there. Anytime you stop Carter Schmidt for 2 to 3 yards, you did something right.
First time with the powerhouse backfield behind him, 3 of them. Handoff. Another one right up the gut, off the guard. Good tackle again. Couple Kingston players down in there working hard. Number 24 led the way on that tackle. That's Wyatt Scott. Third and manageable here. Third and a long 2, short 3.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do right now is get this ball right back to Kingsford. They just shot out of the cannon. They're hitting like lightning. You need to get the momentum back, slow them down.
I'm thinking 2 plays here to get the 2 yards.
Unless it's something negative, yeah, I would think so, unless it's something crazy.
Full house backfield again, just 1 wide out. Hands it off to Carter Schmidt, and there's no problem.
Nope.
Him getting the first down and moving the sticks. And getting the ball all the way down into Kingsford territory over midfield.
That's what you usually see. You see him fall for 5 yards there. He gets the contact, and he gets 6 more yards after the contact. Very rarely you start stopping anyone on this Ogama offense with first contact. And this is where maybe the tiredness is going to come in. We'll see.
Hines wide out to this side. 3 in the backfield again behind Curtis. Curtis hands it off this time to Hawk. Robbie Hawk surges ahead for maybe 1.
A flag that's really late.
Yeah, maybe 2. Real late flag on this.
I'm wondering maybe it's a face mask. I didn't see if, I don't know. It seemed too late for a hold because he was already well stopped.
Could be something unsportsmanlike afterwards, too.
After the play, face mask.
Dead ball
defense.
Foul, face mask on the defense. So
after the play, face mask, what?
Yeah.
That's different.
So that is going to move it 15 yards, I believe, here.
And that's going to be a first down.
And also going to be a first time and get him deeper into the territory. No, it's just going 5 yards. My bad. Must have been.
Oh, it was the 5 yard variety. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I forget that there's five yards in high school. Yep. So first and we'll call it what? 7-2? Or no, it's 2nd and 2. No, it should be 1st and 2.
Actually, it's back to first down, right? First down and two.
Okay. The board's not right, but the line guy is.
Curtis. Movement in the backfield that time is Carter Schmidt actually jumped offside. So an illegal procedure. I'll move it back 5 yards, and we'll be right back where we started.
Yep. Well, instead of first and 10, it's first and 7.
Yeah.
So technically you gained 3 yards throughout this whole process, technically.
That's because the face mask was a spot foul.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, the face mask was ahead of the run.
Curtis comes off the sideline, gets instructions from head coach Chad Miller, 905-76. Ogemaw on top of Kingsford here to a nail biter. Curtis with three in the backfield again. Kingsford crowds the line up front, eight men in the box. Curtis is going to hand it off. This time to Schmidt. Schmidt gets the edge and gets tossed violently out of bounds, but after he picks up enough for the first down, and they'll move the chains again.
That's the first time that the edge has worked, honestly. That's the first time that an edge play wasn't blown up at the line of scrimmage for minimal gain, if not anything, if not nothing. So that's good to see for the Falcons that their edges are opening up, because that's going to open up the playbook a lot if they can continue that.
First and 10 at the Kingsford 38 now. As we'll see what Coach Miller has in store here. We go full house backfield again behind Curtis. Don't fix it if it's not broken. Pass wide open, Carter Schmidt. Oh. He threw it just over his head as he had some daylight ahead of him there. If Schmidt could have pulled that in, just a little bit off, a little bit too deep, and a missed chance there for sure.
Yeah.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Branham's Jewelry of West Branch and East Tawas, Mid-Michigan Asphalt Paving of West Branch, Michigan, Short Dental of West Branch, Villa Healthcare of Rose City in West Branch, Michigan, and Wiltsey Insurance of Standish. Second and 10 now for the Falcons. I formation now, one wide out, two tight ends down on the near side. Handoff right up the middle. And
who has the ball?
On a keeper. There it is. Nice play.
I was completely fooled. I had no idea who had the ball there.
Right. Well, it was Carter Schmidt who had the ball. And once again, we talked about this early in the game. The push and plow technique,
yes,
of West Branch. They pushed Carter Schmidt 12 yards on that play, Brian.
Yeah, I thought whoever got, because again, number 20, Elizan Rouse, blew someone up at the line again. I thought he had the ball.
And that was Connor Lambert.
Connor Lambert took the hit for the team.
So first and 10 now at the 25 is Ogemaw on their opening drive here in the second half, moving the ball well. Messed up play in the backfield. As Curtis just had to hang on to it, lunge forward.
That was dangerous. That ball was.
Yeah, bumped
exposed,
into his back.
Exposed, I guess, is the word to use there. It was exposed.
Smart play by him, though. He picked up 2.5 on that. Bring up second and a long 7. 7:52 in the clock, moving right now. 7-6 Ogemaw still. Play comes in from the sideline. A couple Ogemaw players enter the game. Rob Hawk comes back in the game. Nolan Hines splits out white. Hawk in the backfield now with Carter Schmidt in a full house. Backfield, they hand this off, comes to the corner, and the second time that play's been somewhat effective there as Carter Schmidt got the edge, threw a stiff arm, and got out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Going to be a little bit short of the first down by about 2 yards, 2.5 yards, but manageable here. So a 5-yard quarterback sneak there gets the Falcons within striking distance. Ball's going to be placed on just about the 6, so only a pickup of about 4. But that'll bring up second down.
A little bit of a shove by number 12, Jack Craigle, behind the play. I didn't see who was blocking him, but he got a little push in, a little hit up hop. A little chippiness here for Kingsford. And this is not usually what you see in an Ogemaw game. The sportsmanship is usually pretty good. So seeing the chippiness is a little different when we're on Ogemaw's field.
Single setback in the backfield this time. That's Calvin Marshall. As Schmidt takes a break, hands it off to Marshall up the gut, digs down to inside the 2-yard line.
And they can get a first down at the
They may have just
one?
Picked it up as well.
Oh, did they get it?
Going to be real close. Nope, going to be a little bit short.
You've got 6 chances to go, what, 3 yards?
Yep.
Assuming you get the first down, obviously.
Yeah.
Assuming you get the first down.
Assuming
obviously.
They get the third and one. Hauk enters the game. Curtis brings the ball to the huddle.
We saw the Flivers fail here on the end of the first half.
Calvin Marshall, single setback, three wideouts to the left. Quarterback sneak. They push him into the end zone for a touchdown as Curtis hangs on to him, and Calvin Marshall does the rest from behind. And you can hear the home Falcon crowd appreciating that touchdown.
Just a nice little push behind, like he said. Like Kurt said, push the quarterback forward. It's the tush push Philly does so well. Not quite like it, but still, it's going to be a touchdown by Xander Curtis.
3-yard TD run for Curtis. Extra point team on to kick the extra point. Stahl gets it down, puts it up, and it's through, and that's good. And with 5:33 left in the third quarter, the Falcons take the lead. 14-6. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert or Brian Catfish Johnson, Michael Stahl has it up on the tee. He'll boot a low, hard one. That's going to be returnable. Picked up by number three. That's Cardell Morton. Morton makes a move, gets up the middle, and finally coverage catches up to him just outside the 40-yard line. And a real nice tackle in there by Eon Jones.
And these kicks are not being nice to Cardell. Though it shot up right at his head at the last moment. It bounced, and shoots about 4.5 feet up at his face. Luckily, he's a tall kid. Gets it without muffing it, and gets a great return here.
Yeah, 22 yards on the return. So.
Now, it took two plays and 52 seconds for them to score.
Yeah.
And, we'll see how this happens.
We'll see what Kingsford does. Back at quarterback, as we told you, Nick Navarra in shotgun. Drops straight back, looks down the field, fires a bomb, and just overthrew his receiver. No flags on the play.
Great arm.
But, boy, what an arm. Yeah. He just showed that arm off right
exactly.
there. He threw that 45 yards on a line downfield. But
great coverage, though. He wasn't really open at all. It would have took a really good catch, and I think that's coverage by 16, Rob Hawk. I think that's who that is. It looks like 16.
So maybe the plan now from Coach Navarre is to have the kid sling it around a little bit as they're down now 8 points as we get down to almost the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Man in motion, handoff up the middle. That's Rouse. Rouse bangs it outside, evades one tackler, two, three, and does all that work on his own to pick up that 6 yards because he had nothing at the beginning.
He should have been tackled behind the line of scrimmage, but he, like you said, one, two, three, maybe four broken tackles there, and he just rolls for, we'll call it five. Yep, five.
Elizan Rouse so far today has definitely been the star
MVP
of the Kingsford
absolutely.
Football team.
He's definitely not a flyver. He's a good car. Not a broken car.
Third down, five, we'll call it now, as Coach Navarre sends a play in with his son, Nick. Nick will bring him to the line in shotgun. A lot of late moving, and they're going to have to call timeout.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We'll take one with them on 104.7, your power station for sports. Third down and five for Kingsford. Hand off to Rouse, and that time Ogama sniffs it out.
First man there, 32, and, Calvin Marshall.
Yeah, Calvin Marshall right there. They'll tackle him for no gain. Also coming up from underneath the bottom of that pile is a worn-out, tired Brandon Provost, who's had a good game on defense as well. It's going to bring up fourth down and a really long five. And as of right now, Kingsford shows punt here.
It's still a one-possession game. Touchdown and a two-point conversion ties it. So you're not really in any kind of desperation with 4 minutes plus the fourth quarter.
Snap's good. They're going to fake it to this side. You saw it coming almost. And the run's going to get him enough for a first down. And once again, a good, nice little pass by the punter. Up, he throws it up to Gavin Trevelyan. And just like that, they're back in it. They've got a drive going. And Kingsford, you could almost see that fake punt coming.
Yeah, that definitely. Like I said, I'm not trusting punts at all right now if I'm Ogama, unless it's something ridiculous like 25 yards.
So they pick it up. They get into Ogama territory. It'll be first down and 10 at the Ogama 45. Clock moving, about 3:30 left in our third quarter. Back on the field is quarterback Nick Navarra. Hands it off to Rouse. Rouse goes up the middle. Flag comes in. Right into the pile, right at the scrum is where the flag came in. We'll see what it is. Picked up about 3 yards on the play. Talking to the head official now. He'll give us our sign.
Holding offense.
Holding on the offense. So that's a big call at this point here for Ogemaw, as that'll back up Kingsford 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And that's going to bring up, it'll be first down again, but it's going to bring up first and close to 18.
19.
Yeah, ball like be it. Placed at the 46-yard line. They've got to get down to the 36-yard line. So they've dug a little bit of a hole here. Back to first down again. Navarra brings him to the line in shotgun. Rouse in the backfield. Two wideouts down on the near side. One comes in motion. Handoff. Rouse hit there.
Oh.
And that was the best hit of the night right there. Is Eon Jones just put the helmet down and drove the pads through the stomach.
And
I tell you what, Rouse is not getting up quickly.
It was a clean hit, everyone. I mean,
Center
cut, just a good shoulder to center cut.
Yeah.
Drive them down. That's a good football hit. And you probably just got to take a minute, get yourself back in order. But what a play on first and 20. Now it's second and 21.
Elizan Rouse trying to catch his breath as he heads to the sideline on that one. And
good penalty?
Good situation here for the defense. Yeah, I think they're going to decline that. Yep. Motion penalty.
Oh, yeah.
They decline that. So we'll flip it to second down and 19. Late man comes out of the huddle after being in it. That's number 24, Wyatt Scott. And Navarro will bring him to the line. This time two wideouts to the left side. That's Morton and Grodin. Two men in the backfield with him. Rouse out of the game currently.
Ooh.
Hard count. They tried to get Ogemaw to jump. He doesn't. Drops straight back. Fires a bomb down the sideline. Wide open. Caught and tackled. Nice pitch and catch. As down the sideline, wide open, Cardell Morton, his favorite target, hit by Navarra. And there's that arm. And
yeah,
you can see now that he can really sling it, as that's a big completion. That'll move the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line of West Branch.
Rob Hawk had no chance of anything there. He got beat, and the ball was just perfectly placed. Honestly, it was a little off, because if he catches a more in stride, it's a touchdown, but he had to kind of slow down for a minute to catch it, which caused him to stumble and get caught up and tackled. But great second and long play there. Great things the defense did, but then a beautiful pass there by Navarra to get them right into the goal line, really, goal zone, really.
Good to see Rouse back in the game after getting the wind knocked out of him. Navarra, shotgun, hands it to Rouse. Come on, welcome back to the game. 10 down to the 5, and then knocked down, and a good late smack from Hauk, and a good tackle by Carter Schmidt, but it's going to bring up second down from about the 6, and this is Kingsford threatening here right now to get in the end zone again, Brian.
Absolutely, but right now, good stop there in the first down. It is first and goal, or second and goal now from the 9. Or no, is it goal or not?
It's from the 6. It is goal, but
okay.
It's from the 6.
All right, so second and 6, second goal really from the 6. But you stopped them you stopped them 5 times in the first half, you know. So you've done it once, you can do it again. But you just got to keep discipline. Don't let 20 get it through you.
Two wideouts up top. Navarra in shotgun, rolls to his right, looks, pressure. Flush from the pocket and tackled and sacked back at the 12, as that's a pressure sack and a nice one. That looked like number 56, Joe Bach from Ogemaw, in on that tackle.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he doesn't throw it away there. He had a moment to throw that out of bounds through the end zone at least.
Yeah,
I think he was just trying to get the touchdown, but now it's going to make it even harder. It's like we said, it's a goal situation. Now it's third and goal on the 13, which is way harder than third and goal from the 6.
We're under a minute left here in our third quarter, 53 in the clock moving. 14-6. Ogemaw on top. Navarra in shotgun. And they're going to get a flag that time on Ogemaw on a hard count. So they're going to get five of that sack back and make it a little bit easier on them, as it'll be third and goal from the seven now.
Yeah, just good. Get another good hard count. They've been disciplined all day, but just a little eager on the edge there. I can't see the number. He's facing kind of diagonal, so I don't see who it was. But it's going to be third and eight now. And the thing about the red zone right now is the big plays are when they're able to pass deep. Well, you can't pass deep right here because there's an end zone there. It ends. So the passing plays have to be more lateral, more like across the field, not over the top.
Groden and Morton split out to the right-hand side. Navarre in shotgun, clock at 13 and moving. Rouse in the backfield. Looks over to the sideline. Navarre not sure here. Got his hands in the air. They count it down, and they're going to let it run out. And that is the end of the quarter. There was no timeout called, nothing. So that was kind of an unusual end there.
I mean, I guess that's what they want to do. They want to play in the fourth quarter. That's what they're going to do. We're going to play in the fourth quarter.
Our score 14-6. We'll take a break and be back with the fourth after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, as the home Falcon faithful come alive. As a big third and seven here. Third down and goal from the seven. As Kingsford comes to the line. Navarre in shotgun. Rouse in the backfield. And here comes that crowd again. Man in motion. Snap. Rolls to his right. Throws it into the corner of the end zone. Good throw. Caught. And touchdown in the corner. A beautiful pitch and catch from quarterback Nick Navarre into the corner of the end zone to his favorite receiver, Cardell Morton. And just like that, with a two-point conversion pending, we could have ourselves a tie game here, Brian.
Yeah, they I'm not sure why they're allowing him to get behind them. That's the second time. And that, like in this instance, he's not outrunning you. He's just out-positioning you, and you let him get behind you. You cannot let that happen if you're the defender. And he throws a good ball, and he's proven it time after time.
Kurt Romberger, Catfish Johnson back with you now. 11:54 left in our fourth quarter. Sorry for the technical difficulty there. We lost the station for just a moment. So big stand by the Falcons to stop the two-point conversion. So now the clock and everything is going to be on Ogemaw's side as Kingford gets ready to boot this ball. We'll see if they do kick it deep into the starburst. Return of West Branch, not too deep. Picked up, they starburst it, they hand it off, and here they come out of the zone, and Carter Schmidt's the one that come out of it with the ball, and he got tackled right away on the 30-yard line, so Ogemaw take over first and 10 on the 30-yard line with 11:49 left in this contest.
I would love for it to like work one time where no one sees who has the ball and they just runs in the end zone untouched. I just want to see it one time. Just see just one time work just absolutely perfectly. It's such a unique thing. The only they do it. I really do want to see it one time. Just they completely miss it and the guy walks to the end zone without any issue. It would be fun. But hey, now we got ourselves a game still. We talked about the kicker being able to hit it. You're down by two or up by two, not three.
Full house formation behind Curtis this time. Curtis broken play in the backfield turn. Nobody there. And the Kingsford defense was right there, led by number 52, Grayson Palmer. And they put a quick stop on that. In fact, there'll be a loss of about two. And it'll bring up second down and 12 as a broken play there in the backfield.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was happening there. But, yeah, definitely not what they wanted to do. They blew up by the Flivers here. And you know, it's cliche, but you can't give the Flivers back the ball right now. You have to get some sort of time, get some drive going. You're up by two. That's not safe. That is not safe with the kicker I saw kicking on the field during pregame. So you need to go down this field and get some points.
Curtis full house backfield, one wide out. That's Hines up on the top. Drops back to throw. Little pass to Lambert. Lambert gets hit and stopped. Not even back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to bring up third and 11, and Ogemaw trying to avoid going three and out here. They'll have a big third down play that they're going to need some yardage on.
Yeah, that's a great tackle there by Jack Kriegel. Kept the edge, didn't let any kind of misdirection stop him. That play was blown up and recognized from the start. Now it's third and forever. Third and 11. See what they can do. Their bread and butter is running, and they didn't do it twice in a row. Well, they did kind of the first play, but.
Calvin Marshall out of the game. Carter Schmidt, the lone back. Three wideouts this time. Curtis over center. Curtis drops straight back. Pressure everywhere. Hit from behind. Ball on the ground. But Curtis fell on top of it and hung onto the football. Almost had a turnover there. But another loss of about 3 yards is going to bring up fourth down and 14.
That is the worst case scenario.
Oh, there's a flag on the ground, too, over on the far side. We'll see what this is.
Oh.
Okay.
So not a flag, just a warning.
Yep. Sideline warning against White. They get one of those before they ding them. So it will bring up fourth and 14. Carter Schmidt on the punt with 10:05 left in the clock moving. Kingsford back in return form. Jack Kriegel, the deep man. They need a good snap here. Schmidt gets a good snap, gets it off, good kick. Chance for Kriegel to return it. Picks it up at the 44. Gets out near midfield to the 50 before getting tackled by coverage. But once again, Kingsford, good field position. 9:42 left in the fourth. And the momentum shifting their way right now in this football game.
Yeah, that was a horror. That was a worst case three and out. I mean, obviously a turnover's worse, but like you barely took any time off the clock. You didn't get any positive yards in all three of your plays. And the Flivers have the ball at the 49-yard line. Your defense has to step up here. What the Flivers just did to you, you need to do the Flivers. You need to stop them, force them to punt.
Navarro brings them to the line. Man in motion. Shotgun. Pitch to Rouse. Rouse has got room on the edge. Cuts it upfield. There's a flag. Going to be a hold. So this is coming back. And a good hit, finally, to finish that
22.
Sequence. Yeah. As Connor Lambert put his head down, made a nice tackle at the end, but this one should be coming back for a hold on Kingsford.
Behind the play, or behind the line of scrimmage, I'm assuming it's a hold on whatever yellow was back there. I didn't see which number was getting held.
So if everything goes like planned here, they should accept this penalty, and we should have ourselves a first and 20 coming up. And that's a big penalty right there on Kingsford.
They had him in second and 21 last time, and a giant 40-yard pass because they keep letting Cardell Morton get behind him. They cannot allow that to happen. Morton has to be found. He has to be covered, and you have to pay attention to him. It doesn't matter that it's first and 20 because they have a home run hitting play, and actually Cardell's going to walk off the field.
Yeah, Kriegel and Trevilian will come in for Groden and Morton on this play. So we'll have second and 20 now and 9:32 on the clock.
I think it's first and 20.
Yeah, I'm
that
sorry.
Was first, down, yeah.
First and 20 because they accepted a penalty.
Which they should because it was first down if they don't accept the penalty.
Navarro brings him out. Navarro looks like he's been through a war today out there. He's in shotgun. Rouse in the backfield. Man comes in motion. Navarro hands it off to Rouse. Rouse gets to the line of scrimmage. And then gets stuffed by Carter Schmidt, amongst others, as the Falcons make a nice stop there. Now it'll bring up second and 18.
Yeah, it's nice defense there, making it still second and very long, but now Cardell's coming back on the field. Whoever's got that deep safety, you have to do not let him get behind you. Do not let him get behind you because Navarre's arm is too good and he is too fast. He's faster than I think any of the defensive backs. Cardell, I think, is faster than anyone covering him. So
well,
you have to play good.
Morton's on the near side. Houck's going to have him in coverage. Shotgun, low snap.
Looking right
at him. Rolls to his right, fires it. He's behind him again, and
no,
oh!
Dropped it.
Wide open. Morton had it. He had two steps on Houck at the 20 and dropped it just out of his reach.
I don't know. Houck is like playing like he's going to cut in. He's worried that he's going to cut in across the field, and he's just walking right past him. That he looked at him from the start of that play. Everyone in the stadium knew exactly what was about to happen, and they're lucky it wasn't a first down.
Third and 18, that'll
play
bring
deep.
Up.
If you got to play deep, play deep. Come forward and stop him short if you have to. You cannot let him burn you like he's been.
8:45. They might be drawing up something similar this time, though. Kriegel's in the game this time, along with Trevilian. Two different receivers. Snap. Downfield, thrown over the middle.
Dropped again.
And incomplete. The pass was intended for number 24, Wyatt
wow.
Scott. And he was open, just overthrown just a little bit, couldn't pull
That's
it in.
That's probably not a first down because there's two defenders on him, and they're probably going to tackle him about 3 yards short of the first down. That's two drops. That's not Ogama's doing. That is the Flivers doing. That's Kingsford dropping two balls, and that's why it's fourth and 18 right now.
Jack Kriegel wow. will come on to do the punting. We don't trust any punts at this point
no,
of the game
absolutely
either.
No, don't.
One man back. Snap, punt, gets it off. Line drive, right to Curtis. Curtis at the 24 makes the spin move, can't get anywhere, and gets taken down at the 25-yard line. Three or four different players there in on that tackle. Number four, Connor Quick, was in on it. And number six, Thomas Maynard.
That was scary, too, because he was just trying to get something, and there was nothing but white around him. If they strip that ball, it's a touchdown going the other way. Whew, that was scary. But good job for not letting them get the first down and continue their momentum. But that was not a clean defensive series. That was luck.
Xander Curtis now needs to have a sustained drive here. One man in the backfield right now, that's Calvin Marshall. Man in motion's Houck. Hands it off on a cross-cut run to Carter Schmidt that goes absolutely nowhere, yeah, maybe 1 yard on that.
He runs right into his offensive lineman, where two defensive linemen are right in front of him. So four plays and no positive gains in the last two drives so far.
Noah Johnson right there for Kingsford on that to put the stop to it. We'll go under 8 minutes before the next play gets snapped. Second and 10. As Ogama tries to grind this out and move on to the next round. 14-12 our score. 7:53 left in this game. Curtis over center, rolls right. Pressure. He got it off
wow.
just before he went to the ground, unless they're going to say his knee hit.
Yep, they're saying he's down in the backfield.
Yep, they're saying it was a sack in the backfield. Ball didn't get released. So that's going to bring up third down and 14 again, Brian. And Ogama's offense has kind of come to a stall.
Yeah, the Flivers, whatever they've done, it's been working. Obviously, we had the two touchdowns in the beginning of the third quarter. But right now, the Flivers have all the momentum. They're not leading because of the two extra points. But right now, you need something here. Ogama needs something. You need to get something on this third and 13. Get this first down and get things back in your corner, because right now it is all Flivers in the second half.
Two wideouts, Houck on one side, Hines on the other. Single setback in the backfield. Handoff straight up the middle. He gets into the secondary. He's got some room.
Oh, that's so close.
All the way out to about the 35-yard line. And
that's a decision-making
right
there.
This is going to be a time for Coach Chad Miller to ponder, to the point where he might take a timeout here thinking about this. 6:43. You get the first down here. A lot of good things can come of it, but it's fourth down, and we'll call it not even one.
This is a big, and they have stuffed the run for no gain a lot in this fourth quarter. So that's the only positive run play they've had. This is a huge play. Huge.
A lot of different things could come about here. Hard count. Quarterback sneak. They go powerhouse backfield this time. Curtis takes it. He sneaks it.
Yes.
He gets the push.
Yes.
And more. All the way out, about a four-yard quarterback sneak. And Xander Curtis, that could be, remember that play at the end of this game, with 6:06 and the clock about ready to go as they move the chains. First and 10 from their own 40 now, as Ogama's gained the momentum back on this drive.
That was needed 110% right there. Great play call. They get the push, and he kind of just waits a moment and picks the lane to go in. He doesn't just go blindly into the line. He finds the gap, hits it for 5 yards, well past the first down, and now you have control again.
Single setback. Carter Schmidt out to the far side. And
another QB sneak.
Yeah, that was another quarterback sneak. I don't know if that was planned or what the story on that was or why they did that, but they're trying to milk some clock here. And
We're under 6 minutes, 5:24 and counting. You can, and you're not past half field. You can do a very long thought out drive as long as you hit your first downs and potentially ice the game.
Yeah, the
Flivers only have two timeouts.
Yep. I was just going to say Kingsford's got two timeouts remaining. Clock's going to be under five before this next play will get off. Chad Miller sends a play in. Curtis gets it to the huddle and breaks the huddle. Out over center, I formation behind him. Man in motion. And there's a timeout called by Ogemaw. We'll take one with him here on 104.7, your power station for sports. 2nd down, big hole. 1st down yardage and more.
He's still going.
Ogemaw still moving the ball.
Woo!
What a trip down the field that time. And that's one fired up player right there, Calvin Marshall, as he picks up about 20 on 2nd down and 8.
And as Ogemaw does, the contact starts about 5 yards past, and they go 15 more. The piles are moving here in Falcon Land.
So with 4:30 and the clock moving, Kingsford's going to now have to start thinking about taking their time out.
And they didn't go out of bounds. Wow, I didn't notice that. I thought they did. The clock is going.
Nope. So
good timeout by Ogemaw because that play call worked great. But you still have to score. So you can't be content right now.
4:15 now. Curtis with a powerhouse backfield. One wide out is Hines. Handoff out of the backfield into the sure hands of Rob Houck, but he gets nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, they try to go to an outside run. This time the Flivers are back to what they did in the first half, stuffing that hard. I think it's a loss, honestly, but I guess they're going to say you got back to the line of scrimmage, 2nd and 10. But the all-important clock is moving, 3:40 in counting. It'll probably be about 3:20 by the time they snap this ball. Ooh, we're in for an end, bud. We're in for an ending. Right now, the difference in this game is 2 extra points, a blocked extra point, and a two-point fail. 14-12, Ogemaw up.
Curtis brings him the line, I formation this time. Drops straight back to throw on a quarterback keeper back up the middle, down to the 30. Inside the 30 to the 26-yard line, and that's enough to move the sticks. On a beautiful run by Xander Curtis on a quarterback draw.
That's a design pass. He's looking for it, but he notices the middle of the field is wide open. Spaces, baby. Runs up the middle, gets the first down. This stadium is rocking. The division or district title is on the line. We're going to go believe 3 minutes here. 1st and 10, 27 yards to the goal line. Whew. I'm glad you're here with us, everybody. Hopefully you're enjoying it, because we certainly are.
Right after this play, we'll get you a station identification. Curtis over center, powerhouse backfield, and everybody on the left side of the line moved on that. It'll be offside that time on Ogemaw. Kurt and Brian back with you, so it's going to bring up 1st and 15. Clock back to moving again. 2:34 left in our contest as Ogemaw tries to mop this one up, win a district title, and move on to Frankenmuth next week. Curtis, handoff, quick hitter right up the middle of the Lambert. That goes nowhere.
You got to use your timeouts now.
Not even picked up of a one.
Yep.
And Kingsford will take a timeout, and we will too on your power station for sports, 104.7 Hits FM. 2nd down and 15 now for the Falcons. 2:19 left after the timeout by Kingsford. Handoff through the interior layer into the second layer, but not quite enough for a first down, but Calvin Marshall moves the ball. And again, Kingsford will take their last timeout, and we will too on 104.7, your power station for sports. They go quarterback sneak on 3rd down. The pile's getting pushed, but this time Kingsford's pushing back. And the play will come to a stop right around the 20-yard line.
But it's going to be about 4th and 2. Now, here's it is. There's no timeouts left. So this clock is going to get to about 1:25. And then you have a decision to make.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Clemmer's Processing of West Branch, Cole's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawa City, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, ATC Auto and Truck Center of West Branch, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, and Hale.
This is the ball game. This is the ball game. If you get this, it's over.
Ogemaw comes to the line. Full house backfield. Handoff. Tries to give it to Schmidt. They keyed on him. And that's going to be a turnover on downs as Ogemaw will not get the first down. So,
all right.
Kingsford will have a minute 21 to try to get in field goal position here. And we're going to stay right here with you as tonight's game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Culligan Water of West Branch, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Michigan, the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, and Ma Dieters of Luzerne. We thank all our sponsors for sponsoring our games. We couldn't do it without you. So here we go, Kingsford.
121, no timeouts. You got to get, like I said, it could come down to the kicker.
Nick Navarre in shotgun. Looks to his right. Two players out there. They throw it downfield. Caught at midfield by his second favorite target. That's Gavin Grondin. And that'll move the chains, and they're at midfield already, Brian, with 1:13 and the clock stopped.
Wow. This is nerve-wracking. They cannot cover these receivers. These receivers are the ball is just coming out of his hand too well, and it's perfect every time.
First and 10 now at midfield. They need to get some pressure on Navarre here. Falcons defense trying not to break here. Navarre looks downfield, fires another one. That one's down there, caught number 12, and he's going to go in the end zone for a touchdown. That's Jack Kriegel. Kriegel gets it on a 50-yard touchdown completion from Navarre. And with a minute 5 left, that's going to put Kingsford in the lead. Wow.
I've said it all day. They can't cover these receivers. And it, two plays, touchdown. I mean, what else can you say?
50-yard touchdown pass to Kriegel with 1:05 left on the clock. And Ogemaw, they're going to come in and they're going to kick the extra point. What a turn of events here at the end of this game.
Well, they have time. They've got a minute and 5 seconds, two timeouts.
Caleb Fernetti in to kick the extra point. Spot up. And good. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the rest of it right after this. 19-14, Kingsford on top on 104.7, your power station for sports. On the kick, Ogemaw will pick it up at about the 25-yard line as one of their short men picked up the short kick, and he'll get it out to about the 35-yard line. So with just under a minute left, 59 seconds to be exact, Ogemaw will have 65 yards to cover to get near the end zone, and they need a full touchdown to win this one, Brian.
Yes, sir. Two daggers in the beginning of the second half, and the one we just had, two plays both times, went down the field long, got these touchdowns. You have two timeouts in a little less than a minute. It's your season, Ogemaw.
Curtis over center, drops back to throw, rolls to his right, fires it downfield for Hauk. Hauk got his fingertips on it at the 30, but couldn't hold on, and ball rolls and goes out of bounds. We'd like to thank our sponsors who brought to you in part tonight's game by Mercantile Bank of Rose City and West Branch, Rose City RV Center, Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, Sullivan Interiors of West Branch, Michigan, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, West Branch Furniture and Mattress Outlet, Northern Custom Collision of Rose City, Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott, and Rose City Chiropractic. We appreciate all our sponsors for everything you do for us to bring you these games. Second and 10 now, 54 seconds left on the clock. Curtis drops back, rolls to his right, looks downfield. He's going to keep it. 40, 45.
He got the first down.
Got just enough to move the chains. And steps out of bounds with 47 seconds left.
You don't need to heave this ball down the field. You have two timeouts and 47 seconds. The time will stop when you get a first down. The time will stop when you get out of bounds. You do not have to just yeet the football. Play smart. I mean, you're not going to run it up the middle every time, but It's on the offensive line. This is your physicality of your offensive line needs to win. Open up the holes, get the blocks, and let Xander do his thing.
Xander drops back. Quick pop pass to Houck. That hits the ground. Robbie Houck couldn't pull that in.
That's probably
as he had Hines and Schmidt on the other side, but he rolled right to the short side and tried to hit Rob Houck. Clock stopped, though. 43.7 left.
I mean, there's plenty of time. You've got plenty of time as long as you control your clock. Don't panic.
Two timeouts. Curtis comes in from the sideline with the play from head coach Miller. They break the huddle. Houck to this side. Carter Schmidt to this side. Two wideouts up top also. I formation. Schmidt rolls. In trouble. Fires it downfield. Way underthrown. And that ball's on the ground. Incomplete. Boy, could have been picked off. Should have been picked off.
I thought it was, honestly.
Yeah, right into the hands of Connor Quick. But he couldn't hang on to it. So it's going to bring up third and 10 now. Is I don't think they needed to do that right there.
And that's what I that's exactly what I said. I don't know why they're trying to get a home run right now. They don't need it. They can pick down the field pieces. 7 yards here, 8 yards there. They don't need to go for the home run right now.
So that'll bring up third and 10 now.
Yeah, now it's third and 10, and if you don't do it, then it's, you know, then you we'll have to see.
Three wide outs and a single setback. Rolls to his right, pressure coming from behind, gets hit as he throws it. Carter Schmidt, is deflected. And they're saying ball on the ground or they're saying interception. I can't tell.
They haven't marked it. They haven't decided.
They're still talking about it, the two officials. It was tipped.
Incomplete
pass. They're saying incomplete pass.
Well, now it's fourth and 10. So now this is, you have to get down. I mean, I did not like those first three plays. I did not like it at all.
Yeah, so now it's going to be 4th and 10 from the 45-yard line. They got to get 10 here, right?
I mean, you haven't used any of your timeouts.
We need to dial something up that's going to get them 10 yards on this play, or this is going to be a season ender here.
Wow.
Ogemaw comes to the line. Xander Curtis over center. Three wide outs on the near side, one up top. Curtis rolls, pressure again, steps out of the pressure. Drops the ball, puts it on the ground, and that's going to be the ball game. As they turn it over on downs, and Ogemaw's season's going to come to an end at the hands of Kingsford. The Filvers are going to walk away and win this one and move on to face Frankenmuth next week. 17 seconds left on the clock, but that's going to be victory formation for them, Brian. 19-14 our score, Kingsford. 17 seconds left, and Kingsford ball. First and 10 on the 44-yard line of Ogemaw, and they're hugging and squeezing on the sidelines. Their fans are ecstatic, but the home crowd here at Falcon Field are rather quiet and upset right now.
Well, they'll have a happy drive back up to the Western UP, so... They get to come all the way back down here, go a little bit more south, and probably get manhandled by Frankenmuth. Because Frankenmuth is an absolute unit. So, yeah.
Delay a game call right there on Kingsford.
Yeah.
They'll back it up five more. Now it'll be first and 10 to start from their own 49.
You don't use your timeouts. You don't run the ball. You had...
I'm actually surprised he's in shotgun here, but he is. Takes a snap, takes a knee. And Ogemaw with timeouts left, they're going to take them. And we'll take one with them right here on 104.7. We'll be back with this one after this. So this for the second time now. Snap, and they take a knee. And the coach will take a timeout again. We'll take one more quick timeout with him, and then we'll be back to finish this one up on 104.7, your power station for sports. Third and 26 now as Kingsford will take the snap. Nick Navarra takes a knee, and that time there's no more timeouts to call. That'll be ball game with our final score 19-14.